You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Knowing God's will enables us to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Learn more in week one of All and Nothing.
All and Nothing. Okay, dun sa mga iba, baka nagtaka kayo, baka typo, All or Nothing ba yan? Diba, either game show or either yung mga marunong mag-cards or diba, mag-pusoy. All or Nothing ba yan? No, it's All and Nothing. Because we're going to be talking about Jesus Christ. And it's like a book study that we're embarking on here from the book of Colossians. This is for 7 weeks. Why is it important? What are we going to? What's our goal? Our goal here is that we would understand Jesus. Yung supremacy ni Jesus. We need to understand His supremacy. Ang ibig sabihin ng supremacy, siya yung on top. Wala na niya sa ilalim. Siya lang talaga. When God created the world, Jesus was actually there. Okay, wag yung titingnan natin. Sandali, Pastor. Sa New Testament na lumabas si Jesus? No. In all of the books of the Old Testament, there's always a referent to Jesus. He was being referred to as the one who would come. He's there. Kaya nga, ang tawag natin sa kanila, Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. In the beginning of time, and up to the very end, when we meet Jesus, their Trinity, they're all present. So we need to understand His supremacy and what He has done to make us realize that nothing can be added to His finished work. This is important for us. Okay? Because most often, by experience lang naman, personal, people I get to talk to, after we embrace salvation, after we get to know who Jesus is, we just sometimes leave Him be. Nilagay lang natin sa isang tabi, but then sometimes we just do it our own way again. Actually, this is the context of the Church of Colossae. Why Paul wrote this epistle. When he wrote this epistle, actually, Paul was miles away in Rome, in a prison. Pinadala lang niya itong sulat na to para doon sa Church ng Colossae. Kasi nga nagkakaroon ng problema sa loob. Disgruntled members inside the church. It's Jesus, all and nothing. That's our goal. For the next 7 weeks, we're going to go through. Today is like an intro, an overview. Then next week, supremacy of Christ. Why Jesus died for us. And then how we should live for Jesus. Let's read Colossians 1 verse 9. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all the spiritual wisdom and understanding. So us to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. Let's pray. Father, may you bless us, Lord God, with your revelation as your word is being preached today. Lord, we also pray, Lord, that you will urge us, our hearts, our mind, our very being, Lord God, into not just experiencing you or getting a feel of who you are, but rather really knowing you and focusing on you and serving you alone, Father. Lord, may you bless the preaching of the word today. In Jesus' name, amen. So this happened in a city, Colossae. Colossae is where Asia Minor was. Or now, if you know where Turkey is, doon yun. Doon yung city na yun. But why? Why did Paul pray unceasingly? Di ba nakita niyo verse 9 kanina, di ba? He prayed unceasingly. Why? Because love niya tong church na to. It's actually a church that one of his disciples, Epaphras, siya yung nagplant nito. It wasn't actually Paul who planted the church personally, but through a disciple. He met Epaphras in Rome, and from there, Epaphras got, yung sinasabi kanina ni Alan, he got really, really filled up with the Spirit, and when he went back to his town in Colossae, he preached the gospel, and a church came be. What was happening is that there were people, disgruntled people. They're actually good Christians. Hindi siya dying church, ha? Hindi siya yung church na nagka-crumble na yung numbers, kulang ng pera. It's not. Actually, it's a healthy church. But then again, what he's doing there, he got a herd of people, disgruntled people there. Actually, it can be like a warning to us. Kung isipin mo, are we a dying church? We're not a dying church. Diba, tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Maski tulog yan, hindi dying yan. Diba? We look vibrant. Look at the people beside. We're a vibrant church. But it's a warning. I love how Paul beforehand, isipin niyo to ha, dati walang viber. Dati walang, ni telegrama wala. Ginawa niya to, sinulat niya to. So it would take a long time from Rome to get to Colossae. It actually, Paul was moved there by the Spirit of the Lord to give us warning. So when you actually read the Bible, and sometimes, it tingin nyo parang, uy, sabi bearer of good news. Bakit may mga warnings dito? Because God loves us. That's why He warns us. So things like this, things that we hear in church, it's an actually not just for application, but for warning also. He was warning the church of Colossae. Why? Because on the other end, a lot of people were falling back to paganism. Pagan sila before the gospel was preached. And Epaphras found out that bumabalik na sila sa pagka-paganism. Not only that, on the other end, other people became Gnostics. Nagiging Gnostics na sila. Actually, it's extreme that some of them were becoming syncretism. And syncretism, it means that it's like combining different elements of ideology, teaching, mythology, religion. Tapos hinalo-halo na, ginawa ng chapsuy. Pinagsama-sama. Sometimes, maybe you know people. Maybe you've heard of people that they tend to do that. Because when people see Jesus Christ, Christianity, as just a religion, quote-unquote religion, tingin nila parang pwedeng i-chapsuy. Sana nga chapsuy yung tingin eh. Baka kasi tingin mo, di ba? Pag kinanibalize mo, hinalo-halo mo, baka Frankenstein yan. People would do that. People would see their walk with Jesus if mababaw lang siya, if not a relationship. They can see it like a buffet. How many of you love buffets? Yung totoo. Oh, sige, magbibigay ako ng certificate pag mahilig ng buffet. Taas ng kamay. Tingnan nyo, grabe talaga yung heart nyo. Kakakain nyo lang. Ako nga hindi pa nagla-lunch kasi nag 1 p.m. ako. Sometimes we treat our walk with Jesus as buffet. Alam nyo pag buffet, di ba? Pag buffet, you go there. If you like the food, you get. Di ba? If you don't like the food, o kaya, mamaya na yan, bakit natikman ko na yan last time, ito muna. Diba? Sino sa inyo, pagpunta kayo ng buffet, pagdating doon, upo kayo kagad, kain kayo kagad. Kami ni Alan, iba eh. Pagpunta kami ng buffet, we scout the land first. Di ba, Alan, di ba? Ganun pa yun. Alan, doon ka sa left, dito ako sa right. Kasi sa left, salad, doon ako sa right. Healthy eating carnivores. Ikot ka muna doon. Very strategic kami ni Alan, ha. Pag pumunta kami ng buffet, hindi na kami kumukuha ng kanin. Ba't ka kukuha ng kanin? Daming kanin sa bahay. Di ba? Sino sa inyo, pag libre yung drinks, nagdi-drinks kayo? Kami, maski libre yung drinks, hindi na. Except kung may dala kaming Coleman. Now, we're very strategic. Usapan namin, Alan, kakainin lang natin dito, hindi natin kinakain sa bahay. Lahat ng meron sa bahay, hindi natin kukunin. Sayang yung space. Sometimes we treat Christianity as buffet. Go around. Tikma ko na to. Hindi para sa akin yan. Healthy yan eh. Pagtatawanan lang ako dyan. Wag dyan. Tawagin pa akong buwang again. Check your walk with God. Make sure it's a relationship. Don't treat it as a buffet or make it chop suey. What we're teaching here is Jesus, period. Jesus is all and nothing. You don't need to add. You need to subtract. Nothing else. We have to check our hearts if we can relate. We have to. I'm telling you, one way or another, tatamaan ganito. If hindi ka tinamaan, it's either manhid ka or malapit ka na kunin ni Lord. It's either. Because all of us have done this. All of us, in a way, have thought about this. All of us have tried this. Alam mo, na-imagine na mo, minsan naglalakad kayo sa grocery. Di ba? Sa grocery. Nautusan na ba kayo sa grocery? Sino madalas mautusan sa grocery? Ako madalas. Di ba? Pagdating sa grocery, ito lang yung bibilin mo. May checklist ka pa, di ba? 15 items. Paglabas mo, ang bill mo, 1,500. Ano nangyari? 15 items lang. Sometimes you lose focus, right? Sometimes, di ba? Sometimes you would, there's so many things actually battling for your attention. Even in our lives. Sometimes, there's so many things that battle in our lives. Kaya nga importante yung word ni God. which is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's why important your relationship with Christ. Why? If you know Jesus Christ, you know His promises, you've read His promises, you claim His promises, things come your way, may konting hapyaw dito, may konting gulo dito, nag-away kayo sa bahay, kulang yung pangmatrikula ng bata. Sa mga bata, bumagsak ka, masungit yung teacher mo. Hindi ka magugulantang. You can actually survive. Focus. We need to be focusing on the Lord. When you come to church, it's good that sometimes you would learn about manhood. Especially with Pastor Dennis. Pastor Lee, who champions our parenting. It's good that you learn about parenting. It's good a lot when you hear Chinky, when you hear we hear Randall. It's good that you learn about finances, money, saving. But that's not the focus. Let us not lose focus. It doesn't mean that if you attend all of those, you memorize all their preaching, you listen to their podcasts, you imitate Randall Tiongson when he stand like this with the watch. Diba? It doesn't make you as strong as a Christian as him. It's Jesus. It's all or nothing. I remember my sister, my sister and my mom, when they went to Europe, they went to France, and when they were eating, unang tanong niya, bata pa yung kapatid ko nun, first order, she wants a French fries. Failed, hindi galing sa France yung French fries. Next is when they were eating in a fancy cafe, and then she asked, she was asking for condiments. She was asking for salt, for pepper, for I don't know kung ano pa hiningi niya. The waiter who was waiting on them said, "Wait." Okay? Tinawag talaga yung chef, lumabas yung chef. Pagdating doon na chef, talaga nagdi-discussion sila kasi the chef was ecstatic. He was asking, "Anything wrong with your food? Why do you need salt? Why do you need this? Is it too bland? Is it too sweet? Is it too hot? Is it too cold?" Because for them, it's cooking is like an art for them. Di ba? When the finished product is done, it's perfect. Some Christians, we don't only love buffet and getting the stuff that we like, but minsan nandoon na nakahain na, if it's not palatable to us, we add a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a trinkle of this, a trinkle of that. Hebrews 12, verse 2 said, "Who should our focus be on? The author, perfecter of our faith, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, the throne of God." Focus on him. Colossians, the church in Colossae, the people in Colossae, were in a dilemma. But then again, Paul, after warning them, prayed unceasingly. Why was he praying? Because he loved that church. He knew that a resurgence of other churches can happen there. The very reason why you are a Christian today, okay, I'm going out of my comfort zone here, but the very reason why you love Jesus, you follow and obey Jesus, is because somebody's life will be transformed because of you. Why do we pray for, why did Paul pray for them? Because of the resurgence, because of the lives that can be transformed. What was Paul actually praying for is three things. First is fullness. In Colossians 1 verse 9 says, "And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding." Fullness. Getting filled. Getting filled with the wisdom that is from God. Getting filled with the knowledge of His will. That's why you be careful when we start singing the songs that we sing here. Maybe the melody is good, maybe the lyrics kind of suits you. But then again, listen to those words. Because what we're actually saying here is that when you lift up your hand and you say, "Come," when you say that my freedom is yours, you know what that means? You surrender your very right to Jesus, to obey Him, to follow Him. It's different knowing His will, and it's different obeying His will. It's different being led by His will. We chase wisdom. We love wisdom. We want to learn more. Remember the first remember the fall of man happened when Adam and Eve were actually attracted knowing like Jesus, knowing like God. Papanyal, yun yung gusto natin, eh, pumantay. But then again, we are actually made in His being to follow and obey the Lord's will, knowledge of His will. It is not just enough to know God's will. We are to be filled with the knowledge of His will. I love how Pastor Tito said it, that for Christians to have a life of victory, we have to surrender. We have to be selfless. Ibig sabihin ng selfless, it's not thinking about you anymore. Sometimes when we ask God, Lord, ito na ba yung will mo para sa buhay ko? Pero may motive ka. Say mo, Lord, if this is it, let your will be done. You be careful with that prayer. Because His plans might not be actually aligned to your plans. But what will you do if that happened? And if His plans are not aligned to, and then He carries you His will? It was actually not my plan to be a pastor. Never in my wildest dream. But then I praise God that when I went to that turmoil in my life, when I almost lost my family, when we almost got separated, the first thing I embraced is Jesus. I went to Him. Kung hindi si Jesus, pumunta ako doon sa friends ko, nakipag-titi-party ako ng, oh na, wala na, hiwalay na kami ng asawa ko, bahala na yung mga anak ko. Kung yun yung ginawa ko, wala ako ngayon dito. I won't be proclaiming the victory of Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought of a time that God, you thought that God went against your will? Sabi mo, oh nga eh, Lord, why did that happen to me? Why did you let that happen? Bakit mo nga pinadana sa akin yung sakit na yun? Bakit nga dito mo ko dinala? We even sometimes question. It's good, we're humans. Fullness and getting filled with Jesus means that you will look at those obstacles but be focused on one thing alone. It's finishing this race strong and knowing at the end of the line is Jesus waiting for you. His will, His plans. Singles, I'm talking to you right now. What you're going through right now, how you craft your purity, your holiness right now, would determine where would you end up. It would determine your end. Yes, there's grace, but let us not overuse the word grace. Jesus fills us up. Nothing that we can attach to religion. Nothing should be attached to it. We need to understand that the will of God is only through the Word of God. We understand the will of God only through the Word of God. What are we doing? When we sang a while ago that song about being Lord as promise keeper, there are literally tens and thousands of promises in this book. Do you claim them for your lives? Fullness would happen not when you search your likes or your friends or looking at your friends' social media. It would fill you up. Actually, it might just fill your eyes for a moment, but emptiness would still be in your hearts. Being full, being filled means your feet is firmly on the ground and that you know that you're like a tree planted by the stream of water. Whatever comes your way, you're nourished, and that you would know that you have a hold on that. You are holding Jesus. Filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. All we need of Jesus is to be filled up. I love how Pastor Paulo said it, that everything after salvation is bonus. If Jesus won't satisfy us, nothing in this world can ever satisfy us. Lahat yun palamuti na lang. Everything else is bonus. You know, that's true. Looking at my life now, if because of what Jesus did, because I was saved, bonus na lang na nagkabalikan kami ng asawa ko. Bonus na lang na nabigyan pa ako ng pangatlong anak. When that happened, when me and my wife almost got separated, dalawa pa lang anak ko nun. Tubes, Jello, and Monty pa lang. Praise God that years after, they gave us Lara. Now I have 3 children. Bonus na lang na I was actually hired. I was actually became full-time here in church. Bonus na lang that sobrang bonus that I get to preach and be a living testimony of how Jesus changed me, Jesus saved me, Jesus delivered me, and how Jesus can actually use each one of us here today. Fullness. Are you full? Or are you feeling emptiness? Is there emptiness in us? Second thing that he prayed for is fruitfulness. In Colossians 1 verse 10 says, "So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit to every good works and increasing in the knowledge of God." Our aim is fruitfulness in every good work. Okay? Fruitfulness. Meron mga iba tatanong, okay, akala ko ba bawal yung good work? Okay? Hindi ibig sabihin na good work to buy ourselves, to buy our way to heaven. It's not that good work. We do good work because of the good that Jesus did on us. Now, it's just a fruit. Now, we can do good work in our character, in our personal work, in our profession, in our ministry. It's because of the finished work of Jesus. That's why I can do good work. Grace happens now, and I'm fruitful now because of what He has done on the finished work of Jesus. When we talk about supremacy, that's it. There's a finished work there. We may go through stuff right now in our lives, but then again, when you look at the cross, you would know that He bore all of those on that cross for you and I. John 7 verse 17 said, "Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own." In our lives, there has to be evidence. And bearing fruit in and through season is an evidence. Meron ba dito, magaling kayong horticulture? Diba, mahilig kayo sa mga halaman. Do you know, example, I have a very expensive bonsai. Diba? Yung mga bonsai, it has to be trimmed every time. And yung bonsai, magkamali ka lang ng trim, it won't be fruitful anymore. Mamamatay yung buong halaman. And there has to be patience. It's like an art already. Why? It's true that as humans, most of us, we are not patient. We want it instant. Especially in the day and age now that we're living in. Everything is instant. Faith is instant. Gusto mo, pag inutusan mo asawa mo, instant. Gusto mo, pag magkaroon ka ng love life, instant. Gusto mo si Jesus, ginawa mo genie si Jesus, instant. Fruitfulness happens when we go through testing of fire. The more that you become fruitful when perseverance is in your character. When perseverance and your character has been tested, fruitfulness is when it becomes evident, it is long-lasting and pleasing. I remember going through a book on wines, why they're so expensive, why they're more expensive. I was searching, is it about the taste? Is it about the aroma? Is it about... Later on, I found out, really, it's all about the waiting. They're not actually even sure if a certain wine, if they put on an oak barrel, left in a place, due time, they're not even sure if it's going to be a masterpiece or not. But then again, the patience of going through it, testing, may mga ganun pa sila, testing the acidity, testing the... Are we patient in our walk? You have to be patient to love God and love His Word. Are we patient in doing that? Are we patient in rediscovering Jesus? Maybe some of you here, you've had your walk as a Christian longer than I am. Maybe you're getting impatient. That's why sometimes you get add-ons here and there. Or you do stuff that might not be pleasing but compromising. But are we glorifying Jesus? You know, in fruitfulness, the key in fruitfulness is not just patience, but obedience. It's actually obedience. He's always after our hearts. He's always after not our behavioral attitude in the outside, but really our hearts if we obey. Third thing that Paul prayed for is faithfulness. In Colossians 1 verse 11 it says, "May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy." His prayer here is for strength. How many of you want strength? Physically, I need strength right now. Kulang na lang akapin ko to dito. Ramdam na ramdam ko na ilikod ko. But strength comes from where? Strength comes from Jesus Christ. Strength doesn't... I don't care what the world say about strength. It's your inner being. Strength is because of the longevity of the and endurance of all your experiences. No, strength is in the Lord. If it's just about your physical might and endurance, one way or another, you're going to fail. One way or another, you're going to... But then again, if you fail and you have Jesus, you know that true strength comes from Him. He is our strong tower. He is our anchor. Power. What is power here? Power here is power that is not power nor might, but power in a grace of a Christian. Grace of our Christian lives that is built, that is a result of God's power. Power here is not our own power. If we are resolved in having our own power only, yung gusto mo i-attain sarili mong power, guess what? Pag tumanda ka, pag niyanig ka talaga, you would lose that power. But this power is God's power as a result of His work, as a result of that grace, that dependence on Him. And His glorious might for all endurance, patience, and joy. There's no other person to talk about faithfulness for me than Paul. He wrote this while in a prison, languishing in a prison. He was telling people in Colossae, he's telling people now in this healthy church of Victory Green Hills, endure, have patience, have joy. While he was languishing in the prison, writing this, there's no person who could actually fathom the idea of enduring than Paul. But then again, that joy that comes from within him is pure joy. Pure joy in knowing that his focus is on God. His focus is on the Lord. His focus is eternal. Hindi yung temporary. Hindi yung panandalian. Hindi yung fleeting. And not only that, he's encouraging people. He's encouraging fellow believers. He's preaching the gospel. He's reminding us, remember, God loved you first. That's why he sent Jesus. Because all the time, his focus is on the Lord. One of the favorite songs one of my favorite Christian songs, yung lyrics niya goes like this, never gonna go back, Lord, to the way I used to be. I don't know if you know that. When you rescued me, it's for me, because of that focus, whatever comes my way, I'll just go. I'll just run. I'll just have my focus in Him. What Paul is implying here in the book of Colossians is for us to finish a strong race. We are in a race here. Our life, our faith, it will be tested. But then our race has been marked already for us. Focus on the prize. The prize is eternity with Jesus. Four things I want to take home for today is first, focus. Next is fullness. Third is fruitfulness. And fourth is faithfulness. Are they guarantee? They are a guarantee. If your focus is on Jesus, if your fullness, it's dependent on Him. Fruitfulness, if because you're connected, like John 15, you're like a vine connected to Him. And faithfulness, if your hope is in Christ. That's a guarantee. That's His guarantee to us. Can I invite everybody to stand up as we end today's service? Look through the book of Colossians. I'm praying that I'll be more energetic next time. Hirap talaga maglakad ngayon. But not just focus on the endure, but love how Paul wrote it in a way that he wasn't even condemning the people of Colossae, but rather encouraging them. Because that's the heart of God. That's His heart for us. Not to condemn us in any way, but to show us His love and His mercy. I want to end with this in Colossians 12. Colossians 1, verse 12 to 14. He said, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. For this is literally the four things that the cross did for us. He qualified you and I. He delivered us from damnation. Yung delivered, ibang level ah. Kasi before, we were children of Satan. Now, He delivered us. Now, we are sons and daughters of God. And redemption. Redemption is we are redeemed. We did not earn it. There's no place for us there. You know, the only thing that qualifies us, the only qualification for us on that cross is all our sin. Actually, Jesus didn't have to die for us because He was sinless. A man without sin. But our very contribution on that cross killed Him. But then again, He did so for redemption and to forgive us of all our sins. If that is not enough reason for us to follow, obey, serve, and love Jesus, I don't know what is. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, for indeed, Lord, that You are our salvation. Lord, I pray, Lord, for that grace that is sufficient. Lord, may we examine our lives. May we see it as You see us. Lord, even pray, Lord God, Lord, that we would not turn to people, not turn to stuff, not turn to vices, not to turn to anything, just to have that emptiness filled up, but rather look only to You, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.